Hi, everybody, and welcome to Angel Coach's show, Living a Legacy, Being a Legacy, and we always have a spin on it, and the show together. She's with me. We co-host the show together. So, Amy, welcome, and I'm excited to hear about your show. What's it going to be about today, Mike?
Good morning, everyone. Today, yes, the legacy of living a legacy of truth with would like to help everyone on which we talked about a dear friend of mine who's passing away with cancer, and in this journey of watching him live out his final days and yet embrace death with choices that he's made of not getting treatment and so forth has really opened up my eyes, which brings us to today's spin is, you know, setting those healthy boundaries, and yet when we get towards the end of our lives, I know last week we were talking about our check and balances, like when people come into our lives and we want to help other people, and sometimes we help them, and then yet it could be where that person or that person's presence sort of kind of disrupts our family or our goals.
Wow.
And so just like we were talking about last week about putting check and balances of your boundaries, it's the same thing of what I want to continue talking with today of moving forward of what are your healthy boundaries. And even as you move forward and come to the end of your life, the boundaries that you set in place with the goals that you've accomplished or the things that you still want to accomplish, even though you might know that your days are numbered. So a healthy boundary would be the topic of how do we continue to check them, knowing that we have them in place. Like I said, sometimes it's people, places, experiences that give us these moments that help us check. And primarily, I think
right.
For me here lately, I feel like it's people have been crossing my path a lot.
People. What does that mean? Like, have you had to set the boundaries with anyone recently? I have, but anyway. Does that include everybody?
That's what I mean.
Kids and the lovers and all that? Does it include everybody like that? Right?
I believe so. Just checking all of the boundaries. Like, okay, you know, as a mom, what are my boundaries? As, you know, as an employee, as an employer, as, you know, a friend, just a human being in society, at the grocery store. Yes, everybody.
Gotcha. Wow. Okay. And so give us an example, because I would love to hear how you handle the boundary issue, because it drives me crazy, right? So I've had to do that and learn that myself, right? You're like, oh, again? You know, that's how I feel about it sometimes. But
right.
Anyway, what's your thoughts on it, you know?
I mean, it's just, you know, helping others, whether it's one of them, you know, I wouldn't say just completely a friend of my son's, but he came through as an, you know, young adult and on his road and on his journey and stuff. And it's just like what you perceive as, oh, okay, well, you know, you're just out on the road traveling a whole lot and whatnot. And you're like, hey, okay, you can hang out here, get your bearings. Or it's, I really don't have a home scenario. And so then you try to help a person, but then you come to find out as time goes on, rather be a week or two, you're like, okay, no, you're choosing to be on the go 24/7, not really have a home base. And so
right.
Setting a boundary was keeping my antennas up of going, what's really real, what's not, but also having the courage to talk face to face with a person and go, what is truth? And I think that is a big part of your check and balance of boundaries. What is truth? What is my truth? What is this person's truth that we allow them in a little bit closer, or we even overstep our boundary?
Right.
You know, that
so
we end up compromising boundaries that we have in place.
Right. So let me ask you this question, because I've had this happen before myself. So this person was great with doing things with, he's a cowboy, right? And but did he lie to you by crossing your boundaries? Was he telling you things that were not true, or you know what I mean, that you questioned? Did you Do you understand? You know, was he wearing out his welcome?
Yes, and it's the sad part is that I think it was more of like not how he was wearing out his welcome, where he didn't need to, was his fear of insecurity of how he was going to be perceived. So it was also his past hurts and past pains.
Ah,
you know,
okay.
Of what
okay,
he was
so
choosing
people...
to divulge was I'm now just sort of kind of like assessing, going, you know, hey, I'm, you know, poor me, oh my, I'm down and out, don't really have a home. But really he does, is this, you know, this is what he's choosing to be, is being on the road, hitting one event to another event, doing his thing. And he does have a family. He does have the ability to have a home. It's just his choices. You know, it's just like how many people sell their homes and buy a Class A motorhome and hit the road. You know, that there's no wrong
right.
in that. But I would agree that people in our society would definitely look at that and go, you need to have a home and do all this. No, you don't. And his lack of just being honest led it to be more of a, you know, you felt sorry for the person. He must have had, came on hard times or hard luck. And I guess some people just don't understand, you know, why someone would
right.
want to do that. And I think that's just where the deception was coming, that he was thinking he would be perceived as, you know, I'm not really sure yet. That's what I'm still learning. You know, maybe it's perceived that he wouldn't be responsible, or, you know, people don't understand his life, so he just doesn't say much about it, versus talking the truth of, hey, I can do this, but this is what I want to do. Owning it. You know, I think it's also, we talked about that too. It's like owning what you're doing or not doing, you know, to
right.
achieve your dreams or fulfill your passion in life.
That's true. I agree with you on that. So, yeah. So I have a question for you. So I'm going to add this or ask you this. So did he abuse, like, calling you too much? Did he – how do you do that, right? Because you're working, I'm working, and I know we had talked about that a little bit. I mean, that's a boundary, right? I'm busy. I'm in the middle of
yes.
something. And I know you were in school learning. And,
right.
you know, did he do that? And
yeah, it's like it became like this boundary of a child, and I had to put him in like, it's just like, you know, like you're adopting another child. And it no matter the age, I mean, even like older, like our parents can sometimes do that when they retire and so forth. And so, yes, it just became like this element of, I had this other child all of a sudden, and I didn't realize I adopted one. So then it
right.
was, where are you? What are you doing? You know, well, why are you doing that? And, you know, just question. And for me, it was really hard. And to not be rude, but also be reminded, going, whoa, I'm also single. I don't answer. I, you know, it's not that I'm being rude that I have to answer. It's just, I wasn't even used to that, even having kids, you know? So that was,
right.
that was definitely, that was another check and balance. And I know I discussed with you about it. It's just, whoa, wait a minute. It's not being rude when you're sitting there going, look, I'm working. I'll call you when I can. And I don't have
right.
to tell you where I'm going, what I'm doing, or how many people I talk to throughout my day. So there was a lot of adjustment.
Right. I understand. And do you think that he finally got it? Or how do you handle something like that? You say, don't call me. You know, what I do is I'll just block their number for that time so I can work or whatever, and then unblock it, right? But you did something better. You what did you do? How did you stop him from calling all the time? Because I know it wasn't stop and start. It was a process, right? Is that what, you know, to set your boundaries up, right? You think?
Right. I just addressed it. I think a lot of what I do is even trying to teach the kids is remember how you would want to be treated. You know, so my
right.
big thing is talk to me. Don't ignore me. Don't avoid me. Talk to me. And I think sometimes where if you allow somebody in and you were able to talk to them up front, and, you know, just sort of kind of start the beginning of someone's story when you get to know them. And I think when you let them in a little bit more, going, hey, okay, where it's like a family friend status, then I think you should still be able to talk face-to-face, not just hang up and just, you know, block someone's number. And that's happened to me, and it's been very hurtful when I've been in someone's life for a long time. With Tree, you know that. It's like I was said it's like a surrogate son. I didn't give birth to him. He wasn't my biological, but it was painful of just, you know, when he threw fits and didn't agree or he couldn't manipulate me anymore, he just, you know, cut the cord. And that's just how it is. But it's painful versus sitting here going, I can't do this, and these are the reasons. But if we want to continue this, this is what I need from you to respect. Look, I'm working all day. If I don't answer your call, I will call you back, as I've as I have done in the past. If it is an emergency, you can text me, or we can come up with a code. Like even with my kids, we'll text each other, and then they'll call me. Especially with my son driving or something, it'll call mom, if it's an emergency, keep calling, if you really need me or whatever, that two times it's like, and I've been on the phone where it'll be like my son or my daughter calls and I'll turn around and text them on the other phone. Are you okay? And they're no, mom, call me, or they just like, they'll call again. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. My son just called and he's calling again instantly. Then that's also because it's not abused. Sometimes it has been, but it's not regularly abused. That also gets my attention going, hold on a minute. And I think that happens to a lot of us. I'm like, hold on a minute, this person just called me three times in a row. Something must be up, So it was just discussing, going back and just discussing and not having to explain. And I think that was something I had to get off of too, where I'm like, I don't have to answer this person. But it was where I'm like, look, if this is going to be a beginning of a friendship, this is my role. This is how I operate. If you need this, I can try to accommodate this, but I think this is what needs to happen. And that was the beginning of how to, okay, you're right, and it was just more of also, I'm busy during the day, but with my work, sometimes people look at it as I'm not doing anything because I am out and about or I'm on the phone and I'm still getting things done because I do have, especially like the ranch, I, have people there that make my world easier with their help and training and so forth. So I have a team in place.
Right.
What appears to be, I guess that might be something else. What appears to be is not always what it looks like either.
Right. I gotcha. I like that. So what appears to be is not necessarily what is, right? So let me ask you this too as well. Guys, our relationships, like boyfriend, girlfriend, do you think that they can violate boundaries? Have you ever had that happen? I have.
I believe I probably have violated a boyfriend's boundaries as well as mine have been violated. I think sometimes I feel like they get the get out of free jail card, like, oh, well, that's my honey, and sometimes he has his days, and we allow it that one time or the second time, and then it's hard to put that boundary back up. Especially when you're early dating.
Okay.
Say I've been the most guilty of my boundaries being violated, or I've even used the, we're fun loving the first early stages of dating. What's he going to do? Get mad at me?
Right.
What about you?
Yeah, I have. I've had that happen with me where like, oh, are you kidding? I'm busy. And, because I need to be with a date. Dating with a boyfriend and my guy now, we understand it. Goes, Tree, I'm in the middle of traffic. Great, I'll call you later. And, or whatever. But, boy, I've had guys that will call me nonstop. And I work from home, and I have my whole business is online. And it's just, it's crazy. And then it's just like, it turns you off, right? And I was like, okay, I'm not gonna end this relationship, although I felt like it before. Until I work through this, because this is my stuff, not his, right? And I can handle it better than what I'm handling it. You know what I mean? And because that needs to, because you always got to be kind to people. But kind doesn't mean, sometimes people mistake kindness for weakness. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I am
guilty.
Right? You get that, right? So you know, what are you guilty of? Tell me what that feels like. So like you're guilty of being kind and people have mistaken that for weakness, right?
100%. Yes, my kindness that I'm trying to just be nice and not bite someone's head off, or I'm trying to be compassionate, or I'm trying to be empathetic to a situation or something, and yet because I'm coming across I'm trying to listen and be here, not thinking that I just have to listen to my closest friends. It's like listen to everybody,
Right.
Easily cross the boundary of being taken advantage of, and I've allowed it. There's times where I'm like, oh, where I've know, felt bad, or I'd be like, you know, I'll do this. And I didn't have time for it, but somehow, some way I seem to have made it happen. And then it's just, then it becomes a, you
know,
being taken advantage of, or expect it. Perhaps that could be it as well. Exactly.
Yeah. No, I get it. I so get it. So yeah, I'm well aware of that. I don't like it. It's no fun. And, I very rarely tolerate it anymore. But, you know, knowing what you, and also being conscious of that, are you violating somebody else's boundaries? You know what I mean? And because, you know, I'm pretty direct. I know you are as well. But there are people that are afraid to say it, you know, so then they just don't show up. And they're like, oh, my gosh, this person was, or whatever, you know what I mean, mean to me, or, you know, or they took advantage of me. And the person's totally unaware because nobody's ever called them out on it, you know. And how do you do it? You did something great with this soul that you dealt with. You talked to this person, and you explained everything, and you got your point across, right? And he doesn't. Is he perfect? No, but he understands you better, and he's not going to do certain things, right? But I also think too, crossing somebody's boundary can also mean ghosting them, not talking to them. You know what I mean? And just ignoring them, right? That's a boundary. That's harsh. So people don't even think of that. What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, it is harsh, and I think sometimes that's like the extreme. Before I go to the extreme, because again, I try to really do, and I've been criticized for it. You know, you're too soft, you're too kind. You know, you just need to not respond. And sometimes people are hurting, and just I don't want to be the one person that doesn't respond, and I'm the one that was one more. You know, so sometimes we don't need that one more when we're hurting. And
right.
It's,
you're right.
I know
that's a good
it
point.
Might be a crazy way of thinking. So I really try not to go immediate to just not talking to a person or blocking a person. I try to go, okay, they're hurting. Let's try this one more time. I try now, instead of when I would be mad or frustrated, I would do it. Now it's like, hey, I need to talk. Okay, yeah, I'm free. No, we need to talk in person. And I think when you talk eye to eye, and you're calmed down, and you do have a little, you know, it's like a, you know, you can prep. It's just like when you have to give a speech. And I think sometimes there are things in life that we should do the same steps in that. If we had to give a big speech in front of people, it's like prepare it a little bit so you can check your emotions and make sure you're not going to be rude and mean and harsh. And so that was it.
Right.
It was more like, this is what I need from you. And this is, you know, how I do things. What is it that you need from me? And I think that's in all relationships, even when you start out a relationship going, you know, I really like this. I'm real regiment. Or I, like you said, I work from home. But then, boy, howdy, come Friday afternoon, I like to shut my computer down, put my phone down. And, you know, if you call me on Saturday, I might be at the beach and running and stuff, and I don't answer my phone. But all the other days, you know, Monday through Friday or whatever, people are used to you always available on your phone and not understanding. There might come a day where you literally – put your phone down for 8 hours and never check it, like put it in a safe. And rather that's right or wrong to whom, you know, to whomever, it's something that you do. So I think that like that would be a communication to your guy going, look, if you ever call me on a Saturday and I don't answer for 8 hours, it's not that you're out or blowing them off. It's just part of how you deal with your work schedule, your life, and how you take care of yourself sometimes, you know, walking away from the social media or your computer, it's healthy. So that's pretty much my philosophy. It's like I try to, okay, how would I want someone to give me a chance? Or, and like even Tariq, like you always say, sometimes we have to repeat things several times, you know, it's like tell me 3 times or tell me 10 times and then maybe I'll convince myself type thing. So I try to remember those things that I've also learned because I've been in the place where I've hurt and I didn't know what to do. I felt lost. And sometimes you feel like every time you turn around, you're just constantly making the wrong decision. And I've been there myself. And it does take someone with some patience. I'm not saying I'm the most patient, but I'm blessed that I've had a few people who are patient with me. And I know there's other people who hadn't been patient with me. And it's worked for me. I've been patient with probably some people more than I've been with other people. So I try to learn from that. I try to be patient.
I get you.
And And yet, even it's hard to help someone else when even your world's falling apart. I mean, there were days where I'm sitting there going, like, today I just really can't deal with this. But then yet I'm like, well, maybe today is where I just need to get off of my mio and help somebody else. And that's where my blessing will come. And most of the times I think it has.
Like
it either helps me realize, you know, Amy, you're over here preaching to this person and you need to take your own advice. And I've been in that boat where I've heard myself talking to somebody else and I'm like, okay, you need to do the same thing. And so maybe that's why that person came into your life. So you weren't hearing your own voice, and yet you're over here telling, you know, hey, Tari, you need to, you know, I'm over here telling you how the cow ate the cabbage, and yet I'm like, hold on a minute. I need, hold on. You know what, Tari, let's do this together because I got to do the same thing. You got a pen? Got a paper? We're going to do this together. Let's write down our goals together. Let's. Okay, what are you going to do for yours? What are you going to do for mine? Because that's really how life is sometimes. It's like stop and go, where am I at on my goals? And what do I need to change? Or, and even for me, it's been hard where I feel like I'm trying to, you know, build my dream home and stuff. And it's just like, man, sometimes I feel like I can catch up. And then other times I'm like, God, I can't catch up to save my life. And it's hard. So do you ever feel like sometimes in your life that the universe sends people to you so you don't get caught up in a mio that you used to, like your old habits?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you something right now, Amy. I get that. And yes, that is so true. And that's a great question. So when I'm looking at what, you know, like I have a down day or a down moment, it's a place I visit, but I don't live there, right? And that's a deal I made because, you know, you understand you've had your challenges with depression and you overcame them. So I looked at someone the other day, and it's someone that I'm close to and part of my family. And I looked at him and I said, how much value do you bring to this relationship with me? You know, with this person and your mom and, you know, and that kind of thing. And he looked at me like I was on drugs, right? He goes, what do you mean? I said, right now, I don't see any value except that you exist and you're always asking for more and asking for something rather than giving. And that's something that I said in my heart, in my head, I'm going to make sure the people I surround myself are bringing value to this relationship and I'm bringing value to theirs, right? Now, in God's eyes, we're all valuable, right? But, you know, in a relationship, you got to look at that person. What kind of value are they bringing? And sometimes you bring more value, more things that day, sometimes not, right? But you get what I'm saying, right? It's a good point, I think, don't you? What do you think?
Oh, my gosh, Tari, that's even another, that's like, I feel like that's like another level in this setting boundaries or check and balance of healthy boundaries. That's a huge one. And I don't know if you feel this way, but sometimes like when I do that, it's sometimes I'm like sitting there going, who am I to think I'm better than that person? Or it is so hard. And I know it was extremely hard and I still struggle with it today of sitting here going, okay, is this person really need to be in my life? Do I need to be in that person's life? How about this one? Someone who comes from your past 4 or 5 years ago that you had a falling out and you're just like, you know what? This is just the reason, season, lifetime. And you and I talk about that. People come in your life for a reason, a season. Not everyone is meant for a lifetime, but it's hard to really recognize going, you know what? This is the end of the season. And you close that book and you move on. And then there might be one other person, there might be 10 other people that enter your life. It's really hard. And then all of a sudden that person that came back that you thought you closed the book comes back and says, hey, I know I hurt you and I'm sorry. And I just wanted to ask for forgiveness. And then you're like, you know what? I forgave you. That's a hard one. Do you just all of a sudden just go, hey, let's pick up where we left off? Or you need to keep that season closed and go, it was a lesson learned, but that was the final stage of that, of just forgiveness that you just keep moving on. How do you deal with that?
I agree with you on that. I think that I don't jump right back in. I never have, right? And I think you really just got to wish them the best and be nice and be, but to keep them a distance, do you understand? Because they learned a lesson, but it doesn't mean that you have to embrace them right away. You can embrace their soul, but on a daily walk with them, you don't have to do that anymore. I would be hesitant about it. And it's always paid when I've been, okay, let me just see how this looks, right? and I've been burned, or, you know, and nobody's really burned, we're not victims here, but you understand what I'm saying, I would be hesitant, you bet, because I've had to do that before, and it works out better when we're a little hesitant, I think, or not hesitant, when we're a little cautious, better word, right? So you bet, you know, because I remember, did they bring value before? Did I bring value? And it's not tit for tat, but, you know, you don't want to be the one carrying the load, right? You know what I mean? So,
right.
And that's a big lesson. It's a good point, too, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah.
But
that's,
I know.
One.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, no, that's
I'm sorry,
one. I would agree with you.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've got some good stuff. This has been a great show. I love this kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And, you know, and using your intuition, too, with boundaries.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, there have been some people sitting here going like, you know what? Man, I know exactly why you came into my life. It opened up my eyes to see this. Thank you for that lesson. Thank you for that reminder. And thank you for, I mean, just even in some situations, I'm like, man, I am so excited. I am stronger than I was so many years before.
Yeah.
And some of these situations.
And wiser.
And then yet, even like I said, with I have a friend who's passing, that it's just more of, I got to keep trucking along. And yes, helping other people is a passion of mine. And learning how to share my story is, I believe I'm also on that journey of not being ashamed, not being embarrassed, owning my part to it, but yet helping others, whether they're other people along,
I love
or
that.
Young adults. I'm trying. I'm not saying I'm completely there. I don't know if you know, someone came to me and said, hey, $2 million, write your story. I honestly, I'm not sure if I could do that, even for $2 million or $5 million. But I know that I'm working on that, and I know that's something that's in me that I have to begin to really release and own and let go of as well. Of this happened.
Yeah.
This was a life experience. This is what it is. This is where I'm at, and still find my happiness, still find my peace. And it's a struggle still for me.
Yeah, no, and, you know, you say peace is in everything, but it certainly is if you don't have it, that's for sure. Anyway, good point there. We're getting ready to run out of time, so you want to close the show the way you do, and I'll finish up with the way I do. All good. So, anyway.
Have a great weekend. Get up, take a shower, and keep your train rolling on your track.
That's right, and eat your vegetables. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next Thursday. Bye, everyone.
Have a good weekend. Bye.